Okay. 翻翻去以前嘅第七行啊。Members, are you ready? Okay. 以前第七行我哋有个presentation 咧，系由呢、這个居民嘅代表咧，佢哋系有个叫做南土瓜湾关注组。咁佢哋有個presentation 想同大家即係講一講嘅，咁我哋今日有兩位啊，幾位Mr. Edwin Tan 嚇，咁就係呢、這個南土瓜灣關注組嘅主席，咁佢會同我哋講講佢哋嗰個關注，咁就另外有我哋有政府代表嚇。
Chris Lee
是另外啊 Chris Lee 你好，歡迎你。咁係咪有政府代表嘅人喺度啊？另外又有政府地政處同埋環保處嘅同事啦，係啊 Mr. Patrick Fan 同埋 Mr. Warren Wong， 咁仲另外仲有幾位係嘛？係 OK， 咁歡迎你哋先。咁就我將時間交俾阿 Mr. Tang 啦，咁佢就會俾一個簡介。咁因為如果我哋有時間限制，我希望你可以喺十分鐘內講講。
十分鐘？你話俾半個鐘頭我哋咧？
唔係，總共連埋討論半個鐘頭。咁、哦、你講完，我哋仲可以同你傾嘅，傾完你又可以答嘅。咁你總共我哋三十分鐘係包括互動時間。咁而家十分鐘就你講曬先。
OK。好啦。Thank you very much that the task force invite us to come over and express ourselves.South Dubai Concern Group represents approximately about 50 blocks of buildings, 60,000 residents. And South Dubai has been a neglected minority group. We represent middle lower class, working class. Previously, it's an industrial area where people just work and doesn't complain. And we have been deprived of many benefits from the government and from other investment opportunities.Like Sha Tin Central Line is a very typical example. Now, I would like to go into Central Kowloon situation. There are 31 options whereby we were only given the last option, and that's it, you took it. And they're going to take us, you know, out from the car park and then cut off our road for 5 years.Without any exit going into it. And then, not proper consultation, and we didn't even giving a feasibility study or environment impact assessment to know the extent or damage or to the health and the convenience cost to us. Okay. It will go in probably, you know, like this. The area,at the tip of the airport, Kai Tak, is an arrowhead situation whereby the water current cannot be easily cleared the deposit out there. We are suffering from polluted air, smell, and then worse, there is a concrete manufacturing site over there. And then if the Sha Tin Central Line is going to dig up in front of there,and create more hazard, how are we going to live over there? Okay. Now, the proposed cut and cover situation proposed by the CED is going to dig in front of the Grand Waterfront that is next to the Kowloon Pier, and then we, the residents over there, demand that we can also submerge the car park.That means what we call the bus station down. Because where we live, we have a lot of elderly people and we suffer from wind and storm and everything, weather attacking all of us while we go to try to take a bus. And while you take up over there with this way, we would like to benefit to the resident that at the outside the Wai An Chung area, please submerge the bus. Right? Now, from here, this is, from the diagram here, this is where the bus station is. Now, I will try to to some Mercedes one, and we, and there is a saying is that, oh, the bus cannot turn from Sukhawan Road here into the bus station here because the gradient is too high. I actually propose that since the Kaiser development, the Sukhawan Road from here will extend all the way to the stadium here, and then we say, okay, the bus can go through here to the stadium and turn around and follow the tunnel and then go back into here and submerge the bus over there. So the resident over there can be benefit to Central Kowloon project. Okay. Now, see, this is a proposed thing. They're going to explain the land over there. And because of the harbor port commission, they have to block the whole thing, you know, move the pier, and then do there. Now, one thing I like to pledge to the harbor fund is that since you're going to, reclaim the land, I will request, please, with compelling reason from all the residents here, to kindly smooth out this area, so the water current can be easily passing it through. Right now, the arrowhead thing is just creating deposit over there. Okay. These are all the pictures that we go through. Okay, this is a public forum. Preserving heritage, good. Longton check is done. Green prominent, we will export that. That we will support on that. Adding car park, okay. This is a very essential thing. Tokawan has been deprived because we were previously an industrial area with no car park. The only car park that we have is actually in Kaisa Temple car park. Right now, that was gone also because of the Kaisa, expansion. We would like to have this opportunity if the bus can be submerged to add in car park for us. So give us life hope so we can bring that business back into Tokawan area. Right? This is what we have. Right. Reduce noise pollution. Noise pollution also, right? With the Kaisa, light pollution, noise pollution, right? I very like, the previous gentleman proposing the weather station now. I'm also the vice chairman of Clear the Air. In Kai Tak area, there is no air monitoring system, nor weather. Now, we try to ask to establish air monitoring system where we can have RPS, PM2.5, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, ozone, all these things. Now, CEED comes out with a proposal. They only wanted to install symbolic total particle. That is not up to our standard. We like to have more precise. We also, suggest that, Sandstorm 321, March 21st, last year, we have a disaster sandstorm. The government said it would never happen. No, it happened. Similar like the nuclear disaster, it never happened, it happened. Where is our contingency plan and where is our station to protect and warning system? We want that. For all 18 district council, we want that. Okay. At community facility, if the bus station can be submerged and car park installed, underground car park, on top of it, we would like to have community facility garden. Okay. Then we can give hopes to our community. Longchun Bridge. This is very good. This is the Qing Dynasty heritage, similar to British colony heritage at the Government Hill. This too is something to be preserved. Now, you can see over there, the public stadium and the suggestion of a metro park. Now, Hong Kong never had a people's park. I mean, Victoria Park, that is not a park. That is a football ground. Now in here, we have the best opportunity because that is public land. And the whole Kowloon City District Council support this idea to have a people's park there. Because why? That was Qing Dynasty heritage. Longzheng Bridge and that people's park concept should stay there. Now previously you've been saying at the tip of the strip, you want to build a park. Why two parks while you can build a big park right there? Okay? Now, concentrate in one park instead of two parks. Now, when the mass transit railway has been moved away from the airstrip and the stadium, that deprives the convenience of mass transit. Now, the Home Affair had called me up and he said, Mr. Tao, can you give me some idea, whether you support the monorail? I said, the monorail, if you're going to occupy a main role, no, because you congested the whole Tokawan role. I said, the permanent, okay, the permanent is a very good. Well, why can't you consider, like, auto transport, like the Jim Sajer, where people at the terminal can just step on it and then pass right over, along the airport, and then you can see the scenery, right? Quiet, you can really enjoy it. And now these are all the things. But if you put in the monorail thing, well, you will occupy the whole road. Look at Chun Mun, right? Okay, these are all the things that Tokawan people would like to see. Okay, permeability. Because of that, there are a lot of areas that you cannot build. And we also object for high-rising, blocking, the clean air going through into the middle Kowloon City area. Now you can see, winter, northeast wind going coming in, summer, okay? Adaptability, okay? Promenade. Okay. Waterfront. Now, Tokawan area is the best waterfront. Because why? When we, in Chinese, we say, if you are sitting facing south, that is the best. And in Tokawan, we are behind is line rock, and in front is the sea. And when you cannot build high-rising anymore, and all open space, that is the best place. That is the future Soho area of Kowloon. Please help us to work together. Okay? Now, this one can show the prominent. Yes, he can walk right from Kun Tong all the way to, Jin Sa Jue. You can imagine, if you after a full dinner, you don't have to worry about the traffic and you can walk all the way to Jin Sa Jue and back. Beautiful. That is something that you will dream for. Okay. This is how it looks. Now this area, that is the arrowhead I've been mentioning. It's you can see we are right at the what we call the typhoon shelter. And these two things block the whole current from moving. That is why CEDD is putting chemical right into the seabed to try to clear the oil and to try to settle the whole thing and to dig up the silt, and it cannot solve it because the current cannot clear it. This is where we existing. This is the future. You cannot build any more building on it. That is why more greenery. Okay. Now, this one. Now we come into the Shaoxing Central Line. Tokawan has been deprived of a 10-year promise to us. And then with 8 politicians, you move the Shaoxing Central Line up north to Songwang Toi. Alright? We at the South Tokawan area people doesn't think that is a good idea. And we try to get feasibility study and environment impact assessment. Sorry, it's top secret. When we talk about why, it's that because MTR have to service more population, about 45,000 more population in year 2030. I said, can you give me the data? He said, no, private confidential. That data has not been given academic argument debate that data has no scientific base. That is just a hypothetical figure that cut out from the air. I want figures and proof to satisfy the residents of Tokyo 1. Right. And all furthermore, when you're talking about Kai Tak, you know, relief land and, you know, temporary work site. Well, CEDD and other people using the 3 months temporary license to build what they call essential working site without proper consultation with the resident, without proper environment, thinking about the health or whatever. I will come to that later on. Okay. This one is a Charging Central Line Amendment Bill. Okay. In there are two areas. One over here in the Hoi Sam Temple, what we call barging facility. Over here on the Kai Tak Airport thing, barging facility. And on here, this is one is 20 hectare temporary storage of construction plant and also stone patching that can only be happened in quarry. We object that furiously. With 8 politicians and MTR, you move a 10-year promise for the Tokyo 1 people move to Song Wong Toi. And right now, I even hear official claiming Song Wong Toi MTR station without proper authorization. Has Song Wong Toi MTR station been accepted? Not yet. So this word cannot be used. Now, we are still fighting for it because we think that you owe South Tokyo people an excuse or explanation why 10 years of promise you can just, you know, deprive of our right with 45,000 residents and no proper figure standard base. Okay. This is what the amendment bill said. They said, okay, 20 hectares of land, now they move in here. Now you can see, this is one hectare concrete manufacturing. Now you can see this row. Now it leads to where? It leads to the present concrete manufacturing here. What it means is that if you build it here, this site, right now, the 10 years concrete manufacturing will still feeding at the mouth. And in this arrowhead site, it creates all the silt deposit and then environment and smell and all these things. That is why even 1 hectare, I said, I will not support that because you have to give us the reason. They said, without concrete manufacturing, the MTR station cannot be built. I said, give me proof. How did you build Mongkok Station and Causeway Bay Station? Did you have concrete manufacturing next to Mongkok Station? No. Okay, so it's not what you do, it's how you do. Now, this is the present concrete manufacturing next to the Arrowhead site. It has been there since year 2000 without proper consultation with the people and no environment impact assessment because the government using 3 months temporary permit since year 2000, that means 40-something wrongdoing. Why? The whole district council in Kowloon City raised this issue. The whole floor erupted and said, we need explanation. And no more 3 months permit without the proper approval or blessing from the district council. However, the home affair, CEDD, and the Kaiser still continue to allow this to happen. I ask, how come all this is there? They say, oh, I don't know. This concrete batching is one tenant. Next to it is tenant B, tenant C, tenant D. And they say, they claim they don't know each other. And when I took the pictures, it all worked as a whole. Okay? Open. Okay? With many complaints and everything, now, they become better. Now, okay, you can see all these ships dumping, you know, polluted things into the harbor, right? I complain. They say, okay, environment department, they say that's marine. They go to the marine. Marine say that is to the. I mean, just shifting responsibility. And yet, so far, people have been suffering to this situation over 10 years. Why? I am now pledging the task force Harbor Fund, help us. We've been there, you know, now, been suffering. This is the new, under the Gazette thing, is going to add in and increase the dumping site here in the Kai Tak, near the Arrowhead. Okay. I show you the bird's eye view on the Google. This is it. Now, look clearly where you stand. Right inside a typhoon shelter with two, you know, of these blocking. How can the water current clear anything inside? I mean, if this dumping site increase the size as it is there, I can tell you, you don't want to live next to it, because the smell and all these things will be double, triple, right? Even CEDD dumping everything chemical to clear it or dredge it, please, it won't help. It's not solving the problem. It's creating problem. That is why I try to patch the floor. I mean, we would like to see that this Arrowhead to be smoothed out. I mean, with the residents here, I can come up with 20,000 signatures for compelling reason trying to help out. Then, this one can become better. Over here, you can have a pet garden, right? And then link up with the walking promenade all the way to Kun Pong and Jim Sa Jui. These are the future that the people of South Tok Kwai Wan would like to see. Right? And close here, I'll show you some of the document that I wrote to different government departments, right? And it specified that since year 2000, right, the government is using this land supposed to be 2 years and then renewable every 3 months. What time bar are we now? 2011. And yet, that concrete manufacturing is still there, hurting our health and creating problems to the oil facility. Help us. I need your support to ask the concrete manufacturing to be away from this area. Okay? Now, these are the records from the District Council, right? May the 20th, last year. All the representatives asking the Kai Tak runway sandstone over 10 years, no change of leasing condition, right? All these things, why was it happening like this? I asked the floor, do you know about this? Do you know what is happening on the short term lease? Do you know the gray area and the loophole they're creating? Please plug this. For environment's sake, do not let this happen again. Right? These are all the things, letter. I've got about 2 inches of documents, letter written to all people, right, responding to the same thing. Right? This is our pledge. Please consider and hear the voice of the South Tok Kwai people. Thank you.
Okay, 好，多谢啊，Mr. Tang 嗰个 presentation。因為時間問題，現在我們都差不多還有五分鐘就要完結這個 agenda。我想因為我首先很多謝關注組那個意見，因為都看到關注組是做了很多的準備功夫，還有很多規劃，對於啟德規劃的一些大原則呢，其實都跟這個海濱事務委員會的一些大原則呢是相當吻合和認同的。咁所以我哋都首先好多謝即係關注組過去一段時間即係都做咗好多功夫啦。咁因為我聽到關注組嘅訴求都好廣泛同埋好多樣啊。 咁我想理解一下，其實即係關注組想集中嗰個討論點喺邊度咧？即係是否即係我嘅理解就係最後你提出過就係話嗰個混凝土廠嗰個關於嗰個終止合約嗰個短期租約嘅問題。咁我唔知道即係你哋想即係依個委員會喺依段時間即係可以有啲乜嘢嘢嘅即係想我哋嗰個討論點喺邊度，因為如果我哋講成個啟德規劃嘅討論，我諗我哋講咗幾年嘅呢度可以講好耐嘅，咁或者你可唔可以好簡單講講，即係你想我哋集中喺邊度同你討論下。
First comes first. Okay, health and environment is priority. Kindly consider to take away the concrete manufacturing next to us. Okay.
Okay.
Number two. Stop the extending of the dumping ground, as I show in here on the gazetting amendment bill. That means this one. Stop this from extending or you know, to try to establish. Okay. Because this is typhoon shelter and you cannot put in more obstacles inside it.
Okay.
That's the number. There are two issues that is immediate. Okay.
Okay. 我谂讲咗呢两个 immediate issue 先，好唔好啊？因为我惊真系冇时间讲。
Okay.
吓，俾我哋啲委员表达下，好唔好
？Okay. Thank you.
唔该你吓。Okay. Yes. 啊，委员有冇feedback 或者意见？Yes,
I think we have representatives from the Lands Department here.
Yeah.
Maybe they could explain the background to the short-term tenancies. And maybe on the dumping, we could have the contact representatives just explain the background there too. Otherwise, I think we're going to be having a discussion in a vacuum.
Okay, 好，多謝阿 Nick 嗰個提點啦。嚇，咁或者我想睇下，譬如政府官員嗰方面有冇對於你而家現行嗰個政策或者係關於呢啲咁嘅短期租約嗰個安排，有冇啲即係咩嘅想表達嘅地方？係啊，係咪地政處？
係啊，因為我代表地政處㗎，咁就關於嗰啲短期租約，其實我哋會即係每隔一個時段咧，我哋都會做檢討嘅。咁關於而家講緊嗰個，
你可唔可以對個麥嘅？
關於而家講緊嗰個concrete patching plan， 其實我哋在2009年都有做過一次檢討，咁我哋其實當時就都考慮過好多唔同嘅原因，包括其實對嗰個環境問題啊，或者係其他政府嘅嘅工程喺各方面嚟講，咁都可能呢個喺啟附近喺啟德處處理會展開，所以我哋就覺得呢個繼續俾呢個現行嗰、那個租約呢、這個按三個月咁樣續租，我哋係覺得係冇乜問題嘅。
OK， 你覺得冇乜問題？好，咁啊，係嘛？OK，
因為
聽繼續嚇。你是不是想繼續講嘢？
我想解釋清楚，因為我哋當其時檢討嘅時候，我哋覺得係環境風各方面，同埋亦都有考慮其他呢個政府嗰啲工程，我哋嘅覺得呢、這個將嗰個租約繼續呢、這個係按呢、這個三個月咁樣去續租，我哋嘅係覺得係適合嘅。
嗯，好，唔該你。Steven 啊，
係多謝。我哋其實都聽阿湯生係表達過意見咧，即係佢喺九龍城區議會亦都係有俾過啲意見嘅。喺我哋睇咧，就係我哋冇反對嗰個終止呢個租約。咁當然咧，就係嗰個管理權咧，就而家係地政署佢哋係統一考慮。咁我亦都借呢個機會咧，俾大家知道，即係每一樣設施喺任何一個地方。佢嘅營運呢，其實佢嘅需要呢，即係冇需要就唔會存在呢。咁其實佢嘅存在呢，就係可以幫輕咗啲混凝土車喺市區，尤其是九龍城區嘅行走。 咁亦都咧就係、是、唔會話因為喺啟德嗰度咧有啲嘅工程嘅需要，嗰啲運營土車喺九龍城區而家已經係交通非常之擠塞嘅情況之下，加重佢嗰個嚴重性。咁就現時我哋所知咧，就係、是、郵輪碼頭係用緊呢個運營土廠嘅石屎，咁就喺個公路屋村嗰度咧，係部分都有用嘅。咁但係咧就係、是，總之係咁。就如果係有需要，如果係造成環境嘅污染嘅話咧，其實我哋係極之贊成係終止個合約。咁就做嘢要講科學咧，咁我哋咧就已經喺啟德嘅周邊咧，就係、是、裝咗一啲監測站，就監測嗰啲塵埃嘅飛揚嘅情況。咁亦都咧就嗰個監測嘅方法啦，同埋標準咧，亦都係同環保署喺一齊制定嘅。咁就亦都得到各個區議會嘅同意，咁我哋已經係將嗰啲資料上咗網，咁就直至現時為止咧，我哋係實習咗幾個月嘅數據咧，就現時嘅塵埃嗰個情況咧，就係、是、未係到嗰個環保署嗰個係限額，咁換言之咧，就係、是、喺如果係喺現行嗰、那個嘅。大家個標準之下咧，即係喺環保署嘅標準之下咧，我哋睇唔到係有即時嘅需要，但係咧就我哋都體察到係居民望住嗰個沙倉係都好多年啦。咁喺我哋發展啟德嗰、那個成個嗰個大前提話想啟德帶嚟係市民嘅一個好處咧，喺呢個前提之下，我哋覺得係我哋冇反對係關閉呢個石屎廠嘅。咁就尤其是之後咧，就如果係沙中線開工嘅時候咧，如果係佢哋係因為工程上加重咗塵埃飛揚咧，咁就可能更加有需要係揾方法去減低嗰啲塵埃飛揚。咁樣其實石屎廠或者沙倉咧，都可能係一個污染源。咁即係呢點，我就係俾我呢方面嘅睇法。至於頭先講話有個 dumping ground 嗰度，我就唔係好理解，因為我哋從來冇聽過有個 dumping ground 呢個存在。只不過咧係有個 barging point， 個 barging point 咧其實就即係將喺個地盤嗰度發掘咗出嚟嘅石啊，或者碎嘅料啊，咁如果要運走，就唔需要經陸路運走。就係經水路運走咧，喺嗰度係一個卸泥嘅區咧，就係卸落嗰啲等選嘅，就唔係卸落海嘅。咁就卸落等選嗰個情況咧，亦都係全個過程咧，就係有個喉管係封密咗。咁就即係我哋覺得就係即係唔會造成一個污染啦。就而係喺周圍，我哋而家裝咗啲監測站咧，已經係相當有效地去監測到嗰個情況嘅發展。咁如果係有發展趨向於係惡劣嘅話咧，我哋會即係採取行動。亦都而家我哋每個月咧就主動地同喺啟德範圍之內咧其他嘅工程，雖然唔係我哋管咧，即係我哋都同嗰啲其他嘅承建商咧就有定期嘅會議咧，就係、是、去檢討翻嗰個塵埃飛揚啊，或者其他嗰啲污染嘅一啲情況。如果是有惡化咧，我哋即刻會採取行動嘅嚇。多謝。
好，唔該，司長。我想聽聽環保署有冇一啲講法啊？環保署。
多謝主席。就其實咧，我哋環保署咧，其實都好關心，即係話咧，喺整個呢個啟德呢個發展區，其實即係多咗好多工程啦。咁包括埋呢啲所謂支援嘅地方，即係話混凝土廠啊，或者沙倉啊。佢哋究竟嗰、那個即係會唔會造成一啲嘅環境污染？其實環保署一直係好關心嘅，亦都好即係經常性地咧，就將呢一個整個發展區包括埋呢一幾個所謂以短期租約用地嘅方式去批出嘅地方，係做一啲好緊密嘅巡查，係一個重點我哋巡查嘅區域嚟嘅。咁我想講嘅咧就係話咧，其實我哋係採取一個所謂叫零容忍嘅態度。如果我哋喺地面上嚇，我哋巡查嘅時候發現佢哋有任何即係話同違反咗環保法規嘅嘢啦，其實我哋係會即時採取行動嘅。咁咧就講翻而家嗰個三個短期租約，其實嗰度嗰個短期租約嗰度咧係講緊有三個 營運者嘅，係兩個，係有嚇、啊、有兩個，即係一個咧就運營土廠，一個咧就沙倉咁樣樣。咁咧嗱，而家睇到咧頭先睇到咧，其實嗰個有啲圖片咧，見到一啲沙咧就外露嘅地方咧，其實是一個沙倉嚟嘅。咁但係有啲嘢睇唔到咧，就係其實咧，逢係呢啲沙倉咧，都係有個方法咧，可以令到佢咧盡量減少個污染，包括譬如話灑碎啦，包括就係話咧，你又鋪一啲嘅喺面頭，如果有塵嘅地方鋪住蓋上去啦，或者咧有啲圍板。咁頭先咧，我哋睇到啲幅圖裏邊咧，的確咧就係、是、啲地方咧，我哋都覺得佢鋪得唔好嘅。咁我哋都會喺個巡查度，如果你發現有種情況嘅時候咧，我哋都會勸喻翻嗰個營運者去做翻好啲。咁但係最主要就係因為佢仍然有個圍板作為一個最後嘅屏障。如果佢對外圍咧係冇產生任何即係滋擾嘅時候咧，我哋都唔一定會採取執法行動。咁就俾啲數字俾大家知道咧，舊年2010年咧，我哋就住呢幾個營運者咧，我哋其實去過66次嘅，即一年裏面我哋巡查過66次，係比我哋其他所有嘅多好多嘅。咁我哋都係冇發現咗一個即係話需要進一步執法嘅需要啦。咁我講嘅到此為止。
OK， 唔該曬。咁我咁聽咗 proponent 嗰個 presentation 同埋即係官方嘅意見，我睇下委員有冇一啲補充嘅意見。吓阿 N 系，
多谢主席。我谂系一点啦，因为先睇翻啲文件，即系好多谢阿汤生都即系咁仔细地啊，咁具委咁俾晒我哋啲委员咁啦。我见到喺九龙城嘅议会上面都有倾过嗰个围岩厂个问题嘅。咁其实咧，我都睇到即系好多政府部门都提供到，又话有监察各方面。亦都文件上面都讲到会定期翻去九龙城嘅区议会咧，即会报告翻个进度系点样嘅。咁我觉得呢个系好重要嘅。我覺得多溝通就少誤會，咁我咁相信咧，就環保署又好啦，或者地政署都好啦，嗰、那個情況幾個月之後會係點啊？一半年內咁，我想翻去九龍城區議會話俾啲區議員聽，咁希望同啲地區嘅團體能夠多啲去了解，我諗深信嗰個誤會都會少啲咯。咁有少少意見啫。
好，唔該，係。咁我想睇下海濱事務委員會有啲咩意見啦，係。Yes, Sujata。
Chairman, I think this whole issue about the temporary STD sites and the fact that they can be given on 3 months but forever, almost it seems like, is something that we need to look at. And also idea of, I can cite Harbour Business Forum's Integrated Harbour Study, which had a little decision tree on locating uses along the waterfront, and I would suggest that that's something that's a useful little chart that could be used while making decisions. And if a use does not need to be on the waterfront, then it should not be there. And this is one thing that I think even Vancouver actually follows to guide their decision making. And in terms of the South Tokoan, concerned group's presentation, you can feel it's heartfelt presentation, so obviously they have a problem and you need to listen to that rather than say it's just business as usual, we've taken care of it. And I think the question about the reclamation area that, for the lack of flushing of water in that area, that is something I think, again, needs to be looked at rather than ignored. Maybe if it makes sense, then there should be proof that it's an overriding public need and maybe it needs to be done. So I don't know. I think it's a presentation of this extent and depth, I think, needs to be looked into more seriously. And even, I think I've been in Tokoan area before from the university and everything. Even at that time when the students had workshops, the whole idea of having the MTR link and everything, people were really looking forward to that at that time. So I can understand their concerns.
Yeah, thank you, Sujata. Any other comments? 其他意見？PY。
主席，我咧就未必有啲咩 梁光妙策伯啊、阿 Mr. Pang 啊，或者其他委員啦、啊。不過即係我有啲驚奇就係話阿 Mr. Pang 提出話喺呢個土瓜灣呢個地皮咧就存在咗一個懷疑有污染性嘅設施咁多年啊。咁但係同時咧喺一個啟德機場搬走咗之後咁多年啊，而家仲講緊，而且開咗工啦，當然。咁但係即係呢啲設施其實應該係盡量善用，即係嗰個啟德機場嗰個地盤㗎嘛，啊，即係如果能夠搬走，應該搬咗佢啦嘛。咁整然存在，而家反為咧就要用翻呢個懷疑有污染嘅地盤去提供一啲物料去建造呢個啟德嘅偉大嘅建設喎。咁呢個即係好似即係嗰個土地管理嗰度咧係需要即係嗰個機制係要檢討一下咯。咁同埋即係話，就算佢存在咗喺度。咁咪未必解決到嗰啲問題咧，亦都應該做一啲，除咗監察之外，我剛才都啲部門講咗啦，咁亦都應該做一啲舒緩嘅措施啦，綠化又好，或者甚至你監察就唔係喺翻個地盤嘅旁邊咁簡單，譬如個運輸要送嘅途徑啊，嘅營運嘅時間啊，各樣其實各方面都要受到監察咯。
嗯，好，唔該啊 ，PY， 其他意見啊。我想集中翻喺我哋自己海濱事務委員會嗰啲即係原則上面討論，即係我哋自己都有嗰、那個海港規劃原則嚇，咁、啊、我哋即係都我相信委員都會同意，即係呢啲concrete batching plan 啊呢啲唔會係一啲叫做 harbour fund compatible use 嚟嘅，即係唔會係話一啲即係同嗰個整個海濱規劃嚇嗰、啊那個長遠嘅願景、啊、我哋希望海濱係俾市民享用，係綠化嚇。咁、啊、你喺海濱要做依啲咁嘅設施，明顯係同個 Harbour Planning Principle 係即係唔係吻合啦。咁、啊、其實過去海濱事務委員會都不停咁樣面對依啲問題㗎啦，即係唔係話淨係呢個土瓜灣呢一區嘅，成個海濱嚇、啊、地鐵上嚟話要做嗰啲barging point 啊，咁其實都。或者要起啲工程啊咁樣咧，都係喺呢個委員會都有好多嘅辯論嘅。咁、委員會係關注，我咁相信有啲問題啊，我哋係要問嘅，就係話即係官方嗰邊唔知可唔可以俾少少即係回應，就係話呢啲設施是否必須要用一個海濱嘅地方？即係係咪必須要用個海濱地方嚇？咁如果係嘅，咁點樣可以減低佢嗰個影響？如果唔係嘅，可否喺第二個地方度即係重置呢啲咁嘅設施？咁我呢個係海濱事務委員會根據我哋嘅原則必須要去了解嘅一啲問題。咁或者有冇政府嘅人可以 Lands 地政處，地政處可唔可以俾少少你哋嘅睇法？
我相信咧。而家嗰啲 concrete batching plant 同埋 sand depot 咧，其實我哋睇上都見到啦，佢哋係即係而家嘅運作係需要有一啲 CSS 嘅。咁基本上嚟講就因為有 CSS， 咁就當然就喺呢一啲地方嚟講係會比較，即係如果從即係佢哋嘅運操作嘅角度嚟睇，當然係會好一啲啦。
即
係點啊？即係入。我補充一下啦，即係其實頭先 CDD 嘅同事都講咗，就係話如果佢係即係透過 CXS 咧去到即係運啲貨物，即係運啲物料咁去營運咧，咁其實係減輕咗道路嗰個負擔嘅，亦都因為好多時咧，即係如果係嗰啲大型嘅車輛每日車出車入咁樣經過呢、這個譬如宋王台道啊呢啲，咁其實本身嗰啲路已經係好congested。咁同埋亦都如果再有呢啲咁嘅大型嘅譬如流車啊咁樣出入咧，咁其實都對即係安全啊咁或者路面嘅即係情況咧，更加會即係加重咗個負擔。咁所以咧，其實一般嚟講，我哋當時考慮咧，亦都係即係話，因為佢有呢個 sea access 嘅需要啦，咁所以亦都係即係諮詢過譬如 marine 咁係咪可以俾多一個 sea access 佢咁嘅情況考慮下咧，咁就即係租出去嘅。咁但係當然啦，我哋亦都會考慮到話佢會唔會構成一個環境嘅問題。咁呢樣嘢咧如果佢係 即係證實到係有造成環境嘅，即係好大嘅 impact， 好大嘅對居民嘅影響咧，其實我哋都會係考慮去做即係一啲即係措施嘅。咁其實喺過往呢幾年咧，我哋亦都做咗好多措施啦，亦都出信咧俾嗰個租客係譬如佢頭先環保署提及過嗰幾樣措施，包括灑水啦。加高十米高嘅圍板啦，咁同埋係即係有冚帆布啦，咁呢三樣措施亦都係喺即係過往我哋係即係督促個租客去做嘅，咁所以我哋亦都地政署亦都係會定期去巡查嘅，咁所以喺一啲有即係做咗一啲減輕嘅 alleviation 嘅 measures 之後咧，咁我哋亦都會睇翻究竟即係監測站嘅數據係咪即係會收到有人話幫你聽超標咧？咁如果係冇嘅情況之下咧，咁我哋認為個即係喺冇呢個環境嘅問題嘅情況之下咧，咁佢呢個即係亦都需要 see access 嘅情況之下，咁我哋即係喺暫時咁俾佢續租嘅。
係好啊，Gracie。
幾個部門都俾個解釋，不如就主席頭先提出嗰兩點，即係關於個海港嘅原則咧。我哋會後做多一份文件，亦都可以向委員會交代，咁亦都可以俾一份阿湯生同埋佢嘅關注組，好唔好啊？
好，好，唔該 ，Grace， 係阿 KL。
主席，其實我一開始未睇呢份報告，我都有一個concern嘅。其實我就好想俾阿 Stephen， 就係呢個整個東九龍呢個成個地盤咧就。由佢開始，阿 Stephen 開始上次話整咗嗰啲帆布個圍拉板開始咧，咁我覺得係一個進步嚟嘅。但我進而我反而我就睇到就係你如果睇到而家啱啱 show 出張相咧，單係咁睇就算你就點去睇咧，都係唔靚嘅，不美觀 ，eyesore 嚟嘅，係嘛？咁所以我自己關注就整個而家成個咁大嘅空地，我哋低空咗十年，我哋都冇人去 address 呢個地究竟嘅感覺點樣？我哋個遊輪碼頭又就快完成。喺 Stephen， 你仲有好短嘅時間，你點樣去美化咗呢個整個地盤、整個西呢、這個你個 empire， 用一個你管治嘅範圍裏面，你點令佢美化、改善個環境？你俾啲我哋啲遊客將嚟到呢度拍咗碼頭之後望埋去，唔係見到呢啲嘢，係見到比較順眼啲嘅嘢。我覺得呢個係值得去關注，亦都我呢個海港委員會選委要點去 address 去處理呢個問題。嗱，呢啲琴晚都係 eyesore 嚟嘅 ，Batching Pan。頭先佢啲搬呢啲沙倉呢啲嘢，全部都唔好睇嘅，同埋你交俾呢啲 operator 咧，佢一定搞到佢污糟邋遢亂嚟，因為嗰班人佢係 operation 行先，佢操作行先，咁點樣去處理呢啲將佢感覺上將來呢個地方會好啲？如果你起曬全部等個地鐵完埋，我講緊係十幾二十年嘅事。頭先你個 master program， 咁呢十幾年我係咪咁日日都對住佢咧？你將來啲公屋，將來你面對個更大公屋，有一起好，啲人入咗一樣有意見嘅喎，佢望出去原來係咁樣，所以我覺得呢個比較仲有一個大嘅 issue， 希望即係點樣去處理，將佢呢個成個環境美化，將成個海邊美化。多謝主席，
多謝啊 KL， 咁I wish I could give the chair to Nick as well。Again, I have overrun the agenda. 係唔好意思，因為咧就真係過曬鐘啦。阿湯生，我會俾機會你講嘅嚇。咁我諗我做少少嘅總結先啦，因為其實好多謝即係關注組佢俾咗即係做咗咁多功夫去提供咗咁多意見俾委員會。咁同埋都讓委員會係真係更加了解即係居民嗰個關注。咁呢個係好多謝你哋做咗一個功夫，因為我哋都係今次係第一次聽大家嗰個委員關注咗個意見咧，我都希望你理解我哋今日冇可能即時去解決曬你所有嘅問題，但我相信委員會係完全係聽到曬明白曬，即係嗰個即係關注組嘅關注。咁其實關注咗好多嘅關注，如果喺個大原則嚟講咧，其實都係呢個委員會一直以來關注嘅問題，尤其是整個啟德區嘅規劃，我哋都理解就係好似頭先阿 KL 所講係好真確嘅，就係話無可避免，即係呢一個咁300多公頃嘅土地咧，嚟緊呢十年咧，雖然有好多建設，但係亦都有好多部分咧，佢會係一個地盤嚟嘅。咁如何去 即係美化嗰個環境，或者去做啲補償嘅設施，去令到即係呢一啲即係干擾咧係做到最少啦。咁呢個一直都係委員會咁多個會，如果你有聽我哋開會啲記錄咧，我哋一直都係討論緊呢啲問題。咁我相信頭先阿 Grace 都講得好清楚啦，就係話嗰個即係。希望即政府嗰方面可以俾多個 paper 我哋委員會去繼續去討論，即係呢啲土地利用，不論係永久性嘅或者係短期性嘅，咁即係嗰個即係究竟嗰、那個限制喺邊咧，機會喺邊咧？我諗我哋即係委員會都係會關注呢啲事情。咁我希望即係日後即係呢個同樣嘅議題，我哋會跟住喺呢個委員會嗰度討論咯。咁我多謝關注組今日上嚟都俾咗好多即係時間去同我哋解釋，咁委員都係好樂意聽到你哋嗰個關注，我哋係即係會繼續跟進相關嘅問題。咁我睇下湯生，我俾一分鐘你啊，你睇下有咩補充下。
多謝各位呢、這個官方嘅同埋咧呢個 task force 嘅大家俾個機會我。呢、這個咧係真係我哋嘅呢個好真誠嘅一個懇求，因為點解咧？我哋係求救無門，各個部門咧都係側側膊側側膊，你推我推你。咁但係邊個 suffer 咧？人民喺度 suffer， 我哋啲居民喺度 suffer。如果你住喺隔離，你會點 feel 咧？嗱，個個都喺處講話，我認為可以。我認為可以，但你唔住喺嗰度，你唔知道係點㗎。嗰啲植物係幾個月就死㗎。我哋可以避一避，阿黐咁嘅植物就死，就已經證明到污染嘅重要性。所以咧，你唔好係因為我認為可以嗱、你啱啱見到我哋已經原來由2000年開始，以前嗰度附近冇人住，冇人知。而家有人住，點解你唔搬遠啲呢？嗱，啱啱你哋咧曾經講機場尾嗰度有個空地嘅，咁大幅空地，點解你嗰啲唔放喺嗰度呢？你偏偏你要喺人民居隔離做呢？你如果你放而家放落去尾，你嗰個拍個樹，暫時唔好做拍樹啦，做個英泥廠嗰度先啦。你嗰啲貨車可唔可以行啊？行得，你嗰度啲路，你唔會係走公路樹，你唔喺民居樹。你明唔明？你唔好害死人。而家我哋旁边嗰啲咧，细路仔、阿公、阿婆，全部咧阿支阿支同埋咳，你点办？边个俾医疗费？佢哋自己250蚊睇医生，点睇？
好，唔该晒，唔该晒，汤生。
多谢。
好多谢你，多谢你。咁我谂大家都听到噶啦，吓吓。咁我嗱委员会系要平衡所有嘅意见噶吓。你嗰个 page one翻圍繼續去啊！OK， 係咁，我希望大家都理解，即係訴求我哋聽到，咁但係即係成個使得規劃統籌，我要靠阿 Stephen 嚇。咁多謝湯生同埋你個關注組嘅意見。
好，多謝，
好多謝你。